Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We stream live at richarddugan.com and newspress.com. We are also rebroadcast on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on a2zen.fm, and we are archived. Where do you think we're archived? RichardDugan.com, the radio show page. So you've got plenty of opportunities to catch the program and as it is aired on various resources, or you can also go and listen to it on the website or even download it if you'd like to. We'd certainly encourage you to do that. And we do come your way. We are providing you with all kinds of opportunities for finding ways of changing your life and your world for the better, giving you those choices, as we've talked about, things that, as I've heard it phrased, I think it's probably one of the better phrasings, and that is, we don't know what we don't know. Well, we're here to help you to know what it is that you don't know so that you then can choose it. If you don't know that there's a fork in the road because there's so much fog in the air that you just decide, I'm just going to stay to the right, it's just safer, that's okay. But when the fog lifts and all of a sudden you see that there's a left that you could take, or maybe a third fork or a fourth fork, you might want to go down one of those roads, because you keep going down the right-hand side and you get the same thing every time. Why not try something new? And it takes a lot. It really does. Well, today is a program that's going to hopefully get us not just mentally and emotionally, maybe even spiritually, but physically fit. We're going to be talking about whole body vibration. It is the future of good health with our guest, Becky Chambers, and she has a book out and by the title of Whole Body Vibration. Becky, I want to welcome you to our program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Now, I know that a lot of us, myself included, we're trying to find the best ways to stay healthy and well and have a good, long, vibrant life. I mean, my God, I'm now in my 50s, which is surprising for me because it's like I was just 17. And in my head, in my heart, I still feel 17. But my body is it's an older model than my mind and my heart. And so I'm treating it a little more delicately, still vibrant, still doing stuff, walking around and what have you.
Wisdom. You've got lots of extra wisdom now, too.
Well, yeah, but if I hurt...
Come on, don't say
well,
no.
I'm not going to... No, and I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is that may be so, but by the same token, it's like, how is it that my mind and my heart can feel so empowered and so energetic, and it's like my body has fallen behind? And it's not that I have, you know, abused it. I mean, I'm not one of those people who's gone out, as I was younger and so forth, and going on drinking binges and then eating binges and all of these kinds of things, and poor health habits. They haven't been the best, but they haven't also been the worst. I'm guessing maybe 5-10 pounds over what I would be more comfortable with. I'd love to lose 2 inches on my waist, but I'm still not uncomfortable. And I have to tell you that's probably been, for me, one of the biggest signs for when I know I'm carrying too much weight or my diet isn't real good, is because I feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. It's good that you're in tune with that, you know?
But a lot of folks aren't.
Yeah. We slide into things, and then it's a gradual thing, and you don't realize where you're going. You forget how good you could feel, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. You forget about the past, so to speak, when you were younger.
Yeah, it's very easy to forget, and you're just living, you know, you got your reality now, and that's what it is, and you kind of forget.
And some people, don't they take the attitude as far as certain aches and pains and so forth, well, I'm getting older, and that's just the way it is. It's the new normal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you hear that, too, all around you. People are always telling you that. But generally, you can feel a heck of a lot better than you realize. You know, natural health has just got so much to offer to help you feel vibrant and strong and healthy and, you know, full of energy and aches and pains going away. It's powerful stuff. And the vibration... That's why I wrote this book, is just so, got so many different benefits, so many different ways of helping your body all at once. The very very dramatic results.
And it doesn't matter the age.
Well, you know, you want to have, it's very powerful, so I recommend people approach it with caution. So if you're very sick or and fragile already, then you need to use it with a lot more caution. If you happen to be a young, strong athlete already, so then that's what it was originally developed for, and you could jump on a big, powerful machine and do 10 minutes, no problem. But those of us who are a little bit older and have developed some aches and pains or health issues, it's got enormous benefits, but you want to start slow and build up, and because it's like any new thing, it's not like any new thing. It's actually different than most stuff. It's very powerful, and it's a big detox, and it can be stressful for your body as well as full of benefits. So you want to start slow and build up, and read my book and find out about how to best use it, because used properly, it has enormous benefits to give to people. And used wrong, it can you won't get those benefits, and you might even feel worse because it's so powerful.
All right, how true is the statement we are always hearing when it comes to fitness, when you want to go to the gym and you want to work out and so forth, no pain, no gain? Is that really true?
Not when it comes to the vibration. Okay. For sure. You know, I think in life, sometimes there's a certain amount of truth to that. But with whole body vibration, if you want to start at like just a minute, and it feels like nothing. A lot of people feel like that's nothing, and you won't. But it actually is going to have powerful effects on you that may not even show up right away. You might not notice. Especially if you're going to have a problem with it, you want to wait like 24 hours at least after doing your first minute and see how you do with it. And a lot of people are going to feel right away, they're going to have better mood, more energy, pain levels drop, because it's increasing your vibrational energy, your chi energy, and that has powerful effects. But it's also raising serotonin levels in your brain, which is a huge mood enhancer and helps you sleep better. And it raises human growth hormone, so that helps everything rejuvenate. It really gets your body moving, your energy moving, just a tiny amount on a gentle machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable. So it's, you know, one of the biggest problems I have with this is keeping people from doing too much.
Because they feel so good when they're doing it.
And because you can't tell how powerful it is when you're on it. Nobody realizes how powerful it is when they're standing on it. It feels like a little massage. And you do 1 minute, and then I am telling you to stop, and you're like, why should I stop? This is good. I like it. I'm going to keep doing more. It's like, well, you're better off if you stop.
Well, I grew up in my house, in my family. We're a family of eight, my parents and two older sisters, two younger sisters, and a younger brother. And we all grew up watching Jack LaLanne on television.
Oh,
matter of fact,
yeah.
And we would sometimes we would, some of us would get on the floor with my mom, and we would do some of the exercises. And we're talking about 7, 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
You know.
Was he the bodybuilder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the guy who got out in the water and pulled a boat.
Really?
With his teeth.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Before he passed.
Impressive.
And he was muscular and vibrant and energetic and excited. A few years back, I guess he came out with his own juicer because that was the big thing.
Oh, yeah. I did see that on TV.
So how have things changed, say, just since his day, back in the 60s and 70s?
Well, you know what? Actually, whole body vibration was developed in the 1970s.
Oh.
Yeah, in Russia, for their Olympic athletes and their space program, because it's fantastic for bone density as well as muscle strength. It's a workout, 10 minutes. Once you build up to doing a larger amount on a more powerful machine,
mm-hmm.
10 minutes on a powerful machine gives you the benefits of an hour of conventional weight training, which is pretty mind-boggling, but it's true, and it was originally developed for Olympic athletes. Currently, NASA's using it with the astronauts. Honestly, honest to goodness, they put a vibration machine on the spaceships and with the astronauts when they send them out to space, and they strap the astronauts down to the vibration machine every day for like 15 minutes, because It's the vibration increases bone, sends a signal to your bones to increase the bone density, and losing bone density in outer space is a huge problem. They lose bone density like 100 times faster than people here on Earth. So that's a big problem for them, and it also muscle strength because they're not using their muscles. So it's really protective for them. And then there's all kinds of other benefits as well. I forget where we started with this. But it's been around for quite a long time, actually. And it took a long time to get to the U.S. because of the Iron Curtain. It stayed in Russia for a long time.
Mm.
And then it went into Europe. And then eventually, like 10 years ago, it hit California. I think it's been slow to really get big in this country because people don't know how to use it properly. And if you don't know how to use it, then you don't get the benefits. It hasn't taken off quite the way it should. Especially people, it's in a lot of gyms, but people think of it as, you know, use it like an Olympic athlete would, when that is not the right way for your average American to use it. Because if you're not already young and healthy athlete, it's best to start a lot slower, a lot less, and build up, and then you're going to see all those benefits that are proven from whole body vibration. Everything from, it's mind, body, and spirit therapy all at once. It's the workout, but it's also fantastic for your brain. Like I said, it raises neurotransmitter levels, serotonin, which is the neurotransmitter that antidepressants target. It's this huge antidepressant, actually, just using vibration. And it helps you sleep, because that's another thing serotonin does. And it helps you think better. Actually, over time, using vibration, you actually get smarter, because it's stimulating your nervous system to grow and make more connections in your brain. And then spirit, it's raising your chi energy, unblocking meridians and chakras, so that helps with healing. And then they've proven these other body effects, such as, they use it in physical therapy a lot, because it's great for all kinds of joint problems, what with its lowering pain and increasing human growth hormone, and you can exercise without actually using your joints. You can just strengthen your muscles just by sort of holding a position on the plate. So it has a multitude of uses and applications, and the future of good health.
So let me ask you how you got started in all of this, not just specifically in whole body vibration and this particular type of machine that we're talking about, but in terms of health, wellness, and nutrition, and just in general, just taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, well, I am a naturopath now, and which is all of natural health. It's sort of a broad study of natural health and what's good for you. And I did get into it because of years and years and years of many, many health problems. So basically like 30 years of health problems, at least, maybe 40. I had depression from when I was very young, and that went for like 30 years. I ended up weighing 200 pounds, and I had an eating disorder, and still had the depression. And then I started developing allergies to everything on the planet, and multiple chemical sensitivities, and joint problems head to toe, and liver problems, and it was a mess. So then I ended up getting into natural health because it was more effective at helping me, much more effective than anything else. And I experimented. I tried a lot of different things. I studied and tried all these things. And eventually I found this whole body vibration. The combination, for somebody who has problems like me, it's best to do it in combination with nutrition, nutritional products, and just the whole, coming at the problem from a couple of different directions, because the vibration's fantastic for you, but like I said, it is stressful for your body at the same time. Is one of the things that it's doing is that it is detoxifying, helping get toxins out of your body, and that's hard on your body. Toxins are part of almost all chronic health problems. Toxins are usually involved because we're all loaded with toxins at this point, and they're bad for you. They're causing, that's why they're called toxins. So you want to get them out. That's part of healing and feeling great. But you got to do it slowly and carefully, and sometimes you have to help your body with other things at the same time. So I've, you know, studied a lot of different areas, and I've focused on the whole body vibration, writing this book about it, and I use it with all my clients who can tolerate it, because it's such a broad range of benefits, so powerfully hitting all these different areas of your body at the same time. So it helps just this huge range of health problems because it has all these global positive effects, like raising human growth hormone and detoxifying and getting your circulation going, which brings more nutrients to all your cells. You know, it's like basically in 10 minutes you get a workout, a massage. It's the benefits of all these things, a workout, a massage, acupuncture, reflexology, detoxification every day. It's really fit. I saw a huge change in my health when I started doing whole body vibration about 10 years ago. So, and my book is now actually the first book about whole body vibration to come out. That's sort of a general book for the general public.
Hmm. You know, the image that comes to mind, had I not seen pictures of the machine you're talking about, the image that comes to mind is that big vibrating machine with a big old belt, and you step inside this belt and you lean back, and the machine goes, and it's basically this belt is just going back and forth, back and forth,
right.
As you lean back into it, and it vibrates is what it does.
You know, I would bet that probably was beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think it got kind of laughed out of town. A lot of people didn't take it seriously, and I don't know if there were ever any studies about it, but it is vibration.
Yeah.
And vibration is really core to how the universe works and how our bodies work. Everything is vibrating. Every molecule, every particle of every molecule, and we're all made of molecules. So it's keying into a really deep aspect of our beings, I think. That's sort of on the mystical level and the more theoretical, not really theoretical, but it's a deeper level. On the more obvious things, there is a lot of research actually about whole body vibration and the concrete benefits for your body. They have done a lot of research with NASA involved and the Olympic athletes and so on. You know there's going to be a lot of research, right? Well, there's hundreds and hundreds of studies mm-hmm. that have been done showing that it's this intense workout for your body. And, you know, just think of a guy with a jackhammer, holding a jackhammer,
The
arm muscles they develop. Holding weight against vibration is extremely hard work. So that's why it becomes this intensive 10-minute workout. And then exercise is absolutely basic for our health, and it has exercise itself gives you tons of benefits. So if you've got a device, a system where in 10 minutes you can get the benefits of an hour of conventional weight training, you've got something that's just going to be enormously beneficial and useful and valuable for a lot of people who don't have time to exercise.
Well, now, if we go back 50, 75, 100 years, there was no such thing as weight training. People weren't doing that.
Right.
They were just working.
Right.
They
That's
were
exactly.
working.
Our lifestyles have
exactly.
changed so dramatically.
Exactly. And so when we talk about reducing a 1 hour weight training session down into 10 minutes on a machine like this, when you look at it in the context of how our lifestyles have changed, it almost doesn't mean anything. In other words, if this is beneficial, it doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes or 1 hour. If it's beneficial, then it's beneficial, period.
Well, yeah, 100%. You know, I mean, absolutely. But the reality is a lot of people are just so darn busy trying to... It's a difficult world.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many things we're trying to keep going and manage, that a lot of people feel really stressed for time. So if there is something that actually can give you all those benefits, not just the exercise, that's my point too, though. You know, you're getting the benefits of a workout, a massage, an energy treatment, a detoxification, all at once. So that becomes just worth its weight in gold, really. I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to come back after our break, and we're going to talk more about you and about the work that you're doing and the whole body vibration, which is the future of good health. That is the title of the book. Becky Chambers is my guest, and you're listening to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we ask you to stay right where you are.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. And we are talking with Becky Chambers, and she has written a book called The Whole Body Vibration. It is the future of good health. We're talking about whole body vibration, and it is more than, yes, it is a machine, Becky, I understand that, but it's more than that. I would think that just like with anything, if you were to take on a new regimen and that's all you did, but you kept eating the same things that you eat and drinking the same things that you drink and living the same lifestyle, if you don't make some major changes in your life, this really is, it's almost like it's just, you're like holding your own.
You know what's really great about vibration, these machines and this technology, whole body vibration? It helps you achieve your goals. Because it has such a powerful effect on your brain, it raising serotonin in your brain, that antidepressant effect, it helps you end up achieving your goals. You're in a better place in your mind. I mean, we all know what we should do. Like, say, for example, to lose weight, right? Eat less, exercise more. But a lot of people, you don't end up doing it because it's hard to sometimes, you know, get out of the rut that you're in. And the vibration raises your serotonin, gives you improves your mood, and helps you feel confident and focused. Gives you energy, so you end up. I have tons of people who use it, and then immediately this happens really fast. The serotonin change, so like the next day they come back and say, "I did all these projects that were on my desk and I have been avoiding for ages, and I, you know, I've just gotten done all these things that I need to do, and haven't been doing." So, and people lose weight, people, all kinds of, they start doing what it is they really actually want to get done. So, yeah, you know, of course, you're going to be, it's better if you can, like, get everything going, really put a blast of, you know, energy into your life, and that's what this does. It does give you a great deal of energy and focus and improved mood so that you can start taking care of your whole life.
And that's what we're talking about on this program. We're trying to give people those ideas that they didn't know were out there so that they can at least take a look at them. It kind of goes without saying that if you didn't know it was there, how could you choose it? And that's where I find that, especially when we start talking about education in a lot of different areas, but just in a general sense, our education is lacking, especially in this country, because we've decided, for whatever reasons, to focus on things that are really not that important instead of the things that really benefit us in the context of what we're talking about our health and nutrition. And would you say that there is a certain level of, I'm not sure if the word is contradiction, but there's some difficulty in the health and wellness fields because everyone seems to be coming out and saying that theirs is the latest and greatest, that this is, and then the different foods that we find around the world. Ah, this is the next perfect food. I mean, bananas once were the perfect food. And the acai berry was the perfect food, and so on and so on. That coffee, today coffee's good for you. Tomorrow coffee's bad for you. The next day coffee's good for you. Yeah. They even split it up into nationalities. Italian food, today it's bad, tomorrow it's good, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. It's confusing.
Yeah.
It's terribly confusing. There's so much information and so many things, and it's always changing. And, I really sympathize with people who are confused and don't know what to do. There's a ton of stuff. You know, it's the information age, and it's overwhelming. So, I don't know. You know, I've spent many years, 30 years now, studying it. So, I'm pretty clear about what is good for me. And I've found a lot of things and studied a lot of stuff. And There's basics, you know. You want to keep it simple and natural, and the closer you are to what it sort of was originally, generally the better, mm-hmm. you know. There's some basics there, too. Like, keep in mind that if we're trying to tinker with things, we're messing up thousands of years of evolution figuring out what's best for us. So go natural. That's my advice. Go basic. Go with what, you know, we originally were sort of designed for.
I guess you would. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I do recommend, you know, a good, very healthy nutrition while you're doing this and trying to get toxins out, the basics. But, you know, one thing I love about the vibration, if you're doing stuff that's really super powerfully good for you, you can lighten up and it's helping your body. You can sort of lighten up a little bit and not be quite as stressed out and frantic about getting everything right, because there's so many things to think about. So, like, I once, in order to survive, I had to, oh, my God, the diet stuff I had to do, follow in order to survive. I was allergic to basically everything on the planet, and all chemicals made me sick. So it had to be organic. I had to rotate all my food. I had to follow this diet called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. I had to keep track. I wrote down every single thing I ate for, I don't know, about 20 years. Everything. I mean, we're not talking like lasagna. We're saying, oh, anyway, it was complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, stacks of notebooks.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, it was crazy. And it was in order to survive. I had to do it. And now I'm so much healthier, and I do attribute a good chunk of that to the whole body vibration, that I actually can eat like a fairly normal person, which is really a joy, I have to tell you.
Well, this is it's interesting, because this actually takes us, I think, to another level in our conversation here, because mm-hmm. you reached a point a few years back where you started to trust a very key component within your own being to guide you through this morass of information and individuals with all kinds of ideas for what they thought was best for you. And that was your intuition.
Yeah, intuition is huge. It's the whole concept of energy is something I'm working really hard to try to bring to a much wider audience, especially in this country, which doesn't know a lot. A lot of people in this country don't really have any idea of how powerful energy and energy therapies and our own energy is. And it is, that's what I've come to find after all my years of study and research and trying things. Energy is the most powerful thing. So, and your intuition is your soul's ability to tune into the energy of the universe, the wisdom of the universe. So, yeah. And the exciting thing, too, when kind of taking it back to the whole body vibration, is that it's working on that level as well, helping to tune your energy. And I have become very intuitive over the last few years. I've been working at it for 8 to 10 years, really working hard at it. And the vibration helped me become more intuitive. So now I am a lot more intuitive and able to hear my soul, hear the universe guiding me. And it helps you be at peace, achieve a level of peace and joy, which you need in order to be everything that you can be. It's helped me become much more creative, vastly more creative. Wrote a whole bunch of books now, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm working on my third one.
Right.
I can't say enough about energy, you know, and getting. I use primarily whole body, for me, I use particularly whole body vibration and homeopathy. And I do find that homeopathy is really important as along with the whole body vibration. They work really well together, The vibration is every day, tuning your energy, giving you more energy, helping to unblock energy meridians and get chakras spinning. All fantastic and great for you. And people see amazing benefits immediately, like on the pain, the reducing pain, which is really fast. That I believe, is due to the energy effect of whole body vibration, because nothing else could explain how people get on these machines with joint problems and pain, and 2 minutes later get off and they're like, oh, I feel great. My joint pain's all gone. I see that over and over and over. And I believe that's the chi energy effect, because they do see that in acupuncture. You certainly don't see that from, 2 minutes of exercise, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So, and then I use the homeopathy because there are these sort of very global energy disturbances that we get from negative messages that we incorporate into our beings. Like, you know, they come from trauma of all sorts, psychological, emotional, physical, and not just even in your life, but certainly through your own life and from your childhood, but they can come from past generations, passed on through DNA, or from previous lives, if you believe in that sort of thing, and a lot of people do. You have these, we all have these traumatic memories and messages that we've incorporated into ourselves that then affect how we think and our thoughts, processes, what we believe about ourselves, like maybe I'm not good enough for this, or I can't do that, or things just never work out for me, or I'm destined to be, you know, struggling with this forever. And homeopathy helps you let go of negative energy like that. It's just the most powerful way to do that I've seen. I explain it to people as like when a singer hits the right note and a glass shatters. That's how powerful homeopathy is. And you've got these energies stuck around you that you carry along with you. You know, you change your jobs and the same problem comes up. You change boyfriends and the same problem comes up. That's kind of your energy. You're creating these situations unconsciously because of beliefs you have about yourself. And then using homeopathy, I've changed my energy so dramatically. My whole entire life changed, just dramatically has changed. And I attribute it to the two things, whole body vibration and the homeopathy.
Can we get a little bit into your background? How has your past, especially your upbringing, helped to sort of guide you, whether directly or indirectly, to where you are today?
Well, gosh, I do feel like, you know, everything has sort of come together to put me where I am now. I can really see how it's all worked together. I have a good education, which I was very lucky to be born in, you know, a family and time and place where I could get a good education. I have a bachelor's degree in biology, and that helps me understand the processes and how it all works and keep a, you know, look at, use all the different things, nutrition and all the different things to help your body and your spirit and mind. And I have a great family who's been very supportive and helpful. Then the fact that I had the health problems that I did, gosh, you know, it really helps too, it turns out, because I've been able to study hands-on training for all these different problems I had. It caused me to do a lot of research. So I've been through a great deal of pain and misery in the process. 30 years of depression is not a happy time. It was really horrible, but it has brought me to where I'm in a pretty unique place to be able to bring this whole body vibration to a much wider audience and help people with a range of different health problems and health approaches.
And what about your upbringing from a, more of a spiritual standpoint?
That's interesting. It's very interesting because I actually was raised, you know, I'm from the Boston area, and it's intellectual, it's academic, and it's I personally was raised pretty close to atheist, basically, and that's what I believed for the first 30, 40 years of my life. But then I had all these health problems, which forced me to look further afield, because Western medicine didn't help me at all. It made me worse. Then I tried more standard natural health, more material natural health approaches like nutrition, and I would get better somewhat. And then, you know, but I was still very sick and having terrible problems. So then I started getting into energy treatment, and I found it was, like, unbelievably powerful. Suddenly things were changing, things I'd been struggling with my entire life, driving me nuts, you know, and not getting anywhere with them. And suddenly they were starting to change. So particularly homeopathy was the first thing I started maybe 20 years ago. And I was blown away by how powerful it was. I saw it changing my physical health and my mental state. I'm now, you know, I've become very intuitive. I'm in connected to spirit and universal spirit now, and I see how we're all connected and how important energy is and how we connect through energy, and that there is, I believe now that there is a force. I don't know what exactly it is by any means, but there's some incredibly powerful, loving, positive force out there that is trying to, that is guiding and wants us all to be happy, loving, peaceful, wants everything to be positive, and tries to get us there. But I think my personal feeling is that, you know, we have free will, because without free will, you can't make choices and grow and learn. So we have free will, and a lot of times we don't make the best choices. We don't.
That's
things
true.
Are not
yeah.
always easy.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, now, when we talk about vibration, and you stated it quite well, that everything does vibrate, and yet on an individual basis, each one of us, doesn't each one of us have his or her own unique vibrational signature, and that there isn't just one vibration that...
I got to tell you about this. Yes,
that
you're,
fixes
you're
100% all?
Right. But what's incredible about the whole body vibration and how it works, right, for everybody, is that we are basically living crystals. You know, we're living liquid crystals, mm-hmm. in that we have this highly organized molecular structure, and that's what a crystal is. So in that sense, we're a crystal. Well, all crystals, because I puzzled about this whole thing myself for the longest time. How is it doing this? But it turns out crystals have a physical property that's known by every physicist and engineer called, and I'll probably pronounce it wrong, but piezoelectricity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, piezoelectricity is the ability of crystals to turn mechanical vibration into electrical vibration. So when you stand, when any person or being or type of, you know, any being stands on a vibration plate, their body is instantly turning that mechanical vibration into the exact electrical vibrations that you need for every different part of your body to heal all the different organs and systems and your particular energy vibration. So that is pretty mind-blowing, and that's how it works for everybody. In addition, there's also the aspect of our electromagnetic energy is, our chi energy is electromagnetic energy, which is our thoughts are also electromagnetic energy. Our whole nervous system is electromagnetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're on a vibration plate, it's stimulating all your nerves to send signals to your brain, which is a huge, massive electromagnetic energy stimulation. And it then takes that energy and turns it into, I don't know exactly how the two of those go together, but there's two things going on there where in ways that it's stimulating your chi energy.
Now, there are slow vibrations and fast vibrations, so how did you determine the proper cycles per second?
Well, I didn't, discover.
Do you know
this
how was that? How was that determined?
These machines,
right?
I don't know exactly how they did it, but there is a lot of research.
Right.
What
I
kind
know you...
of vibration is best for your body?
Mm-hmm.
So way back in the 1970s, when they were developing this, they must have been looking at that, and then there have been modifications and fine tuning to the whole thing. And I use it. I should actually one thing I should really make. I need to make a point of, is that. All the machines, it is very important which machine you use and what kind of vibration you get.
Mm-hmm.
All the machines that I use after some really important experiences where, you know, I was a guinea pig, you want to use a single motor machine. A lot of the machines out there are double motor machines. Most of the, there's like 40 companies making these machines now. And they come, most of those companies come from an exercise, they're exercise equipment machine companies. And they you have the sort of football mentality of more is better.
Mm-hmm.
So they use two motors in their machines to make it a more powerful vibration. And two motors is a disaster, really, because two motors can never be perfectly synchronized. So you end up, it ends up sending a desynchronizing message into your nervous system and your energy field. Over time, that's very bad, and it can cause, it's desynchronizing your nervous system and your energy field. It can lead to physical problems eventually, which I ended up getting very sick from it eventually. I'm very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I ended up with all the problems I had in the first place. I know. What are you going to do? You are who you are, right?
That's true.
So, a lot. This is not well known at all, and that's probably because it started with athletes, and athletes are really strong and healthy. They're not sensitive like me, and they don't notice the problem. They do fine for years and years. They're doing just fine, and they're finding, you know, and they're getting all kinds of benefits, so they think it's great, and then maybe eventually they end up with some problem, but it could be anything because it's your nervous system and your energy field, which is connected to everything. So they never attribute it. They never. Nobody ever figures out that it's might be related to the vibration because they've had years and years of good experience. But me, I got sick real early, and then every time I tried to use the vibration, I'd get sick again. It'd make it much worse.
Mm-hmm.
It became clear after a while what was going on, that it was the machine, even though vibration is great for you. So eventually we figured out it's got to be a single motor machine. It's important.
Now, this is what's interesting to me. As I visualize standing on this machine, whatever, you know, and experiencing these vibrations, and you use the term you described us as liquid crystal beings, which I think is real appropriate. And what comes to mind is that in the process of this 10-minute vibration, which you would certainly do on a regular basis, on a daily basis, I'm sure, it's loosening up the, shall we say, the calcified, and then I'm not using that in a literal term, more of a metaphorical or metaphysical term, the calcification of stuff, the stuff that's stuck in our bodies on those various levels, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And it shakes it up. It doesn't move it, but it releases it so that it can be moved, so that you can detoxify. Is that a fair
I think so.
Observation?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Because it just sends this blast of energy through your whole system and gets everything moving. Metaphorically, you know,
right.
And actually physically too. It gets your blood moving and gets nutrients moving. But on an energy level, it's lighting everything up. And that's why the homeopathy is actually really good with it, because that helps to let go, especially of the bigger, more difficult energies. It's a lot of people will experience a lot of energy. Like I have a lot of people who, if they're energy sensitive, aware, able to feel sort of their chakras and their energy meridians, they will get on and they'll say, wow, I can feel like this chakra that's been blocked is suddenly spinning. And this, you know, I feel energy going over here to my heart or my shoulder or my lungs or whatever. That is where there's been a blockage. So you're right on. How you're thinking of it.
It's very interesting to observe these types of things. It seems to me that an individual who is going to make this kind of a commitment to their lives, whether it be the whole body vibration or anything else for that matter, where they want to make a change, there really has to be a real shift in their being, doesn't there? I mean, it's going to make a shift, but I'm speaking in terms of making the choice to make this kind of a change. There's got to be a real commitment there.
Yeah, it's hard to change. It's hard to get out of a rut, you know. It's true. It is hard. So I think people need to remember that there is a way to get better. You know, don't give up. Keep trying, keep looking, and you'll find a way eventually. Because I searched for a long, long time, and it was pretty discouraging, I have to admit. You know, you get low, and you feel it's depressing. It's that you're still struggling with the same thing.
And it is interesting that we talk about this type of device as having been around, well, in this case, for a good 30, 40 or more years.
Yeah, and, but it was stuck in Russia because of the Iron Curtain.
And that gets me to thinking about China now, because for hundreds of years, we have many people who have been into natural health and wellness have been leaning a great deal on natural health and wellness, especially from China in particular, from the East. Now, there is no FDA in the East when it comes to this medicine. They just knew that they knew that it worked. My concern is over what's happening in the modern day, more on a political level, that people are going to start saying they're going to start turning away from that because of what's happening and making the false assumption and connection between the modern day China and ancient China, Chinese medicine.
You mean how strictly things are controlled now in China?
Now, as opposed to before. And saying, well, gee, you know, there must be some connection. I'm not going to try that stuff. Because we were kind of that way during the Cold War. That's what we were told, you know,
right.
that the Russians were bad. You know, and anything comes out of Russia is bad.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, like in China and ancient cultures, they used intuition a great deal more.
Yeah.
And it was a huge benefit. Man, I mean, they came up with acupuncture, which is very powerful.
Yes,
I actually had
yes.
some teeth pulled once before. At one point when I couldn't handle any chemicals,
wow,
I couldn't handle Novocaine. And I had a tooth problem, and I had to have a tooth pulled, and I was petrified. But they did acupuncture for like a half an hour ahead of time, and I swear they pulled the tooth, and I didn't die. I mean, I didn't even actually, it didn't hurt. It blew me away. It just blew me away. I think, you know, there's no question they used a lot of intuition in developing acupuncture and exactly which points on your body are going to be effective, where the meridians, how they trace the energy meridians in your body. It's amazing. It's just amazing what they did.
I have, I'm amazed myself. There's a book that I read many years ago called Joy's Way that shows the various chakras. And I thought, oh, they're just the seven, you know. Then I come to find out through this particular book that, no, there are more than seven. And literally there are several hundred different chakra points, the major ones, and then there are minor ones at the joint points.
I knew there were minor ones as well, but I didn't know hundreds of them.
Well, I don't know about hundreds, but there were sure a lot of them in these images, these photographs that they showed or the diagrams. Huh. It was just astounding to me, the various points on the human body. Like I said, in the elbow and the wrist and the fingers and on and on and on. And again, that just goes to reinforce, I think, again, going back to what you said before about how we are electromagnetic, liquid crystal, if you will. I mean, whatever term you want to use, we've got energy that's just coursing through us.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like it's very important to keep that energy flowing through us. It's not going to go away.
Absolutely. And it just gives you so much more ability.
Yeah.
You know, it's this untapped, massive fountain of energy and creativity and knowledge that we all have in us. So it's been one of the most exciting things in my life is discovering this and getting involved in it.
Now, when we talk about the vibrational technologies and what it can assist in, thought comes to my mind of our country, the United States specifically, statistically, is at approximately 40% obese, the population, 40%.
Yeah. Yeah,
now,
amazing, huh?
That's a combination of diet that is overlaid over some emotional issues.
Yeah.
And
lack of exercise.
Well, exactly.
You know, lifestyle, poor mm-hmm. nutrition, and then the emotional stress and all the toxins in our lives mess your body up, so it's hard to lose weight. And then that emotional, that we're so stressed, and people, they have low serotonin a lot of times, and then it's very hard to function. And it, like I said, we all know what we should be doing to lose weight.
Right.
You know, eat well, eat less, and exercise. But it's actually doing it that's the problem.
Well, yeah. There's the catch.
Yeah,
there's
that's the problem
catch.
Right there.
What are your suggestions to people who are listening who want to make these kinds of changes? It's like when I started out the program, I said my mind and my heart are 17. My body is not. I mean, you know, I need to upgrade to a new model vehicle.
I would recommend checking out Whole Body Vibration. I just can't recommend it highly enough because it'll right off the bat raise your serotonin levels. And then it's going to be easier for you to do all kinds of stuff involved with getting your body better. But meanwhile, doing the Whole Body Vibration, I had a guy who got one because of arthritis, and he was skeptical to begin with, but he gave it a shot, and he sent me a letter 2 weeks later that he was running up and down the stairs like a kid again. He couldn't believe it, and he was doing 5 minutes of vibration on a gentle machine every day. That was it. Just standing there. You don't actually have to even exercise to get all these benefits that help you with things like arthritis or something. So, and he was like a middle-aged electrician.
Well, people can go to a website that I have here, bcvibrationhealth.com.
No, my website's bcvibranthealth.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Vibrant. I read that wrong.
Yeah, Vibrant Health.
bcvibranthealth.com. That's B as in Becky, C as in Chambers, vibranthealth.com. You can find out more about the book, about the machine, about better health and wellness, and just taking care of you, because that's really the only way that we are going to facilitate change in the world is by making changes in ourselves first. We've got to make those shifts in our bodies. Before we, our bodies, minds, and spirits, if you will, before we wrap up the program, Becky, a few questions that I ask my guests at the end of our program. Number one, who is Becky Chambers?
I don't know. I'm just another struggling person. I'm much happier than I once was, though. I can say that.
I can hear that in your voice. And what is it that you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you're doing now?
Oh, I want to really help all the people out there that are struggling also and could use these things, don't know about them.
Okay. So. And how powerful are we as human beings?
Oh, awesome. We are awesomely powerful, and don't you forget it. You are powerful.
Well, Becky Chambers, I really want to thank you so much for sharing your time with us, your story, as well as your book and your website. The book is Whole Body Vibration, The Future of Good Health. Again, Becky Chambers is my guest. The website, bcvibranthealth.com. That is the website, and we certainly hope that you will check that out. I am Richard Dugan. I am your host for Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we do come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, and we stream live at richarddugan.com, newspress.com. We're also rebroadcast on A2Zen.fm, 3 p.m. on Sundays. Kind of a nice connection there. 3 p.m. Saturdays on richarddugan.com, 3 p.m. Sundays on A2Zen.com. I like the connection there. It works out really well. And we also feature many of the A to Zen hosts here on Tell Me Your Story from time to time. So we hope that you will join us on a regular basis. And we also archive these programs, this broadcast included, at richarddugan.com, the radio show page. So check it out. Until next Saturday at this same time, I'm Richard Dugan. Love, Talal.